Houston's Eagle. 7:10. We've got clear skies for the most part right now. There could be a shower popping up this afternoon. It's a 20% chance. It'll feel like 106 in the one-hour air conditioning and heating weather center. If you want to go to the Moody Gardens Air, Car, and Boat Show, you could win those passes if you figure out who the dead guy in the envelope is, which kicks off here in about 10 minutes.
Birthday scam time. We're going to call a woman who has, she actually does ceramic work.
This is sad.
She's got like a ceramic rabbit that she, you know, made and painted, and it's out in the front and like some kind of lawn decoration. So we're going to call from the Homeowners Association, say it doesn't belong, and then, of course, criticize her art.
This thing she made with her own hands.
Yeah. It's mean.
Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to reach Michelle.
This is Michelle.
Michelle, this is Joe Hicketts. I'm with the Homeowners Association. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Some people have noticed that you have yard art, I guess, in your front yard.
Uh-huh.
It's an animal. I think it's a rabbit, from what it looks like to me, and it's about, what, over 2 feet tall?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, and that's against the deed restrictions.
Okay. I mean, why wouldn't anybody even care about that?
Well, I mean, we have to have restrictions so that the neighborhood looks presentable.
Okay. I mean, it could be a real bunny and nobody would care.
Well, it's clearly not a real bunny, and it needs to be removed.
Who complained about this?
You know, I've seen it. I drove by it.
But you're the one that's complaining.
And frankly,
you don't like the bunny.
It looks a little tacky.
I made that bunny. It's a ceramic bunny that I painted.
It looked like maybe one of your children made it.
No, I painted it in a class that I took. If you drive around the neighborhood, you would see the ridiculous things that people have in their yards.
Well, you know, let's not point fingers at other people. I can deal with each person on their own merit. And right now, today is I'm dealing with you.
Okay.
And your ugly bunny.
Are you calling every single person that has something in their yard?
Well, most people don't have something as hideous as that bunny.
It's not hideous.
Why don't you put it in the backyard?
I want people to see it. I think it's really cute. When I pull into the driveway, I can see it, and I love looking at it. I don't think that that is really any of your concern.
It is.
I remember reading.
I am ordering you to remove it. I'll have it removed.
This is insane. You're going to take my bunny out of my garden, the one that I made? That's ridiculous.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That would be trespassing. And you have no right to come and take something out of my yard. It would be stealing, and I could report you.
Remember the cartoon Bugs Bunny?
Yes.
I'm going to hunt that wabbit.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. I mean, is this...
Well, I'm going to hunt it with a hammer.
This isn't...
If you'll wake up, and you'll have bunny pieces on the ground.
Shards of bunny.
I'm sorry.
What?
No, I can't.
Michelle, I know this is all very confusing. I'm not with the Homeowners Association. This is Dean and Raj, and it's the birthday scam from your friend, Laura.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she told us about your ceramics hobby. And I don't know the actual rules of your neighborhood, but I think you're okay, probably.
the bunny can stay.
Oh, my God, I'd kill her. Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.